Yeah, the weekend there's just so much vying for your time.
Yeah. Or in Curtis's case, so much vining for his time.
That's good. That's good.
That's so
No,
bad. We gotta go.
don't. That's terrible. Don't.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 28.
The intro. 'Cause Luke's terrible joke.
Yep.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 28 of the Game Plan Podcast with the same crew from last week. Whoa, that never happens. We're not back. Weeks in
this
a row.
It's not a rerun, we swear.
No, it's just, yeah, we're on repeat.
It's a proper episode with nothing planned. Curtis Stone is here.
Hi, everybody.
Fresh from drinking with friends at a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Nick Kate is here.
Hey, everybody.
What the fuck was that?
What's that? Did you ever do cartoon voice acting?
No, that's my new voice. I've been running around my friends and wife, and she hates it.
Yeah.
We'll keep doing it.
Where's your inspiration from?
No, like I practice voices and facial expressions like by myself in the car,
oh,
like before I like bring them out into public.
I need a real life friend like you.
Luke, you have a real life friend like me.
But all I know of you is this black picture I stare at while we podcast. And I just look at you longingly from thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
Start playing that, I don't remember who sings it, but that Thousand Miles song right now.
I don't know who sings it, yeah.
She's the one, Carlisle? Is it,
oh,
is,
that's
is it that?
Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, you're talking, oh god, yeah.
Song is so good.
Not I Would Walk. 500.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, the walk
yeah,
500
that's what
miles.
I was thinking.
Ah,
no, the thousand miles, I think, is Vanessa Carlton.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I would play that and look at Facebook pictures of you.
That's lovely.
That's not creepy in the slightest.
That's flattering.
Panel. Yeah.
I have both of your pictures up at night on Facebook, and I
hey, man.
A song and
that's
say,
adorable.
You don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I guess not. I guess not. So, how about video games? What video games have you guys been video gaming in the past week? Because it's only been a week now. It's not like 2 years of stuff we have to go through.
Yeah, I know. Kind of convenient.
Kind of convenient. Curtis, have you been doing any? You've been doing any
Grand
video games?
Theft Auto 5.
Imagine that.
All of my time has been to that.
Is it as good as the Metacritics and sales would say?
Well, I mean, the game was gonna sell and score high regardless. It's a fucking Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah, 1 billion like, plus people. This is
yeah,
that's a lot of game.
Yeah, it's good. It's got that Rockstar vibe. It's got that Rockstar humor. It's got that Rockstar production. Like, there's no wasted moments. Like, everything there just works perfectly. I could see why people would have problems with it. There are like issues. Like, there's bugs. Any sandbox game is gonna have bugs. Some of the like plot development is not super great, but GTA 4's plot development wasn't great either. The characters play off each other really well. It's very interesting to see how like that whole dynamic works. It's like questionable. Like, it's the thing that I had with GTA 4 was Nico's story was kind of like awful. Like, he was this immigrant that wanted to escape his old life of crime, and
but they pulled
America.
Him
exactly.
back in.
He didn't want to ever seem to stray from that, and it's just like, I don't really care for that, but at the same time I could see the other side, so it's just like meh. And this is kind of that same idea, but it's a little bit more lighthearted. It's not like GTA 4 was like very dreary and just had this like overshadowing like doom over it, that it just nothing was ever going to go right. Whereas like this, it seems like more lighthearted and a little bit more carefree, but it still can get pretty dark at times. But it's still like something you have to experience. Like, if you're into the games, like, I won't spoil anything. You should play it and enjoy it.
Yeah,
but
I'm so on the fence about this game.
Really? What's
yeah.
what's keeping you on the fence?
It's not on PC.
Oh, well, I could do it. Well, it'll be there next year, so
well,
don't
there's
worry.
There's just no way on God's green earth I would have enough time to get it on my PlayStation and actually experience anything meaningful at all.
Yeah. That's well, do you think you'll have the time when it hits PS or PC though?
Yeah, because I can use my computer while my TV is in use.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You share.
Yeah. So
if only there were a Wii U version.
Yeah, if only.
You'd have it set.
Come on, Rockstar, get it together.
You're describing Lego City Undercover, Luke.
Oh, right. Did you play that? No, you don't.
No, know. It's a game I absolutely wanted, right. And the reviews were not scathing. That's a large over-exaggeration.
Yeah.
But not promising.
No, I was hoping the 3DS one would make up for that. But those.
Yeah. No, I really wanted that game because, like, I remember seeing it at E3, and I was like, "Oh my god, this game looks awesome!"
Oh yeah, that was my most anticipated.
Right.
Game.
Me too.
I think. Yeah. I remember I made like a list or something, and that was. I think that was pretty much up there. That looked so good. Reminded me of, do you ever play Lego Island on PC? That stuff was great.
No,
old game.
Of the open world Simpsons game on N64.
I think you're thinking on.
Anyone played that?
That was PS2. GameCube. That was Hit and Run.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. GameCube and PS2.
It was basically GTA in the Simpsons world, and it was awesome.
Yeah, no, that game was like surprisingly good because all we had were a bunch of shit Simpsons games before that, and then when that came out, it was like, oh my god. Yeah. This is amazing, even though it's a copyright.
Just like in college, just screaming, like, we're like, you gotta go to class, dude. And he's playing that game. He's like, I don't have time for class.
I got Simpsons.
It was awesome.
Hey, Curtis, does he sound like he has a pillow over his face again to you?
He does, but I didn't want to say anything.
Oh.
Is that
are you trying to suffocate yourself? Is this like autoerotic asphyxiation? Or?
Yeah,
there's a lot of loose doorknobs in my house.
Yeah, it's so great. It's like you have like your face rubbing against a bunch of kittens.
Oh,
like it's just buried in like blankets and water and.
Man, that's not good.
Now it's back.
You're fine. No, wherever you're doing, just stay completely motionless now until we're done, okay?
I had another idea, but it didn't come into fruition.
That's probably good.
I was just going to take the headset. My wife got the new fangled iPhone, and it come with a headset.
Oh.
But it's all the way there, and I'm over here.
Yeah, you could stay where you are in your podcast chair. Your podcast spare bedroom bed, right?
Yeah, it's like, I have like three pillows. It's just... very relaxing.
Man. Dude, no, but Hit and Run? That was my jam in middle school. I think it was.
Yeah, great game.
No, I 100%ed that game because I loved it so much. I remember printing off like where all the collectibles were on like GameFAQs and like referencing that the whole time so I could get everything. Man, I love that game.
Was GameFAQs like you guys' go-to site? Because I used GameFAQs, Cheat Code Central, which I'm
CCC
surprised.
CCC was awesome.
Yeah, I'm surprised that website still exists. Because Cheat Code went out, I was like, why do they still exist? But they still do game guides and all that stuff. They do reviews now. Like they're almost like a legitimate website.
Yeah,
I think GameFAQs is like the name in walkthroughs and stuff like that.
Oh though. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I remember, fun fact, I didn't know CheatCC existed either, and then, was it last January or two Januaries ago? Anyway, I met some dude that was, like, pretty high up on the CheatCC ladder, and apparently at that time, they were still, like the sixth most trafficked website or something.
Seriously?
For video games, just because all little kids search is, like, cheat codes for this game, and then they come up first. And they had just, like, crazy traffic, but like nobody knew they existed. But then apparently there
so
was like
awesome.
Super problems with their like management, and then people got fired, and it wasn't good. But anyway, weird. CheatCC. I remember using that when I was like really little.
No, like when AOL was still a thing.
Yeah.
I remember using that website.
That should date all of us. Thanks.
Yeah.
Man.
If you got AOL discs mailed to your house?
Who didn't have those mailed to their house or come in any magazine ever that they ever bought ever?
And
they
like,
were throwing those things at you at anywhere
like,
you
if
went.
You don't know what that is, you must have such a lacking appreciation for the 2013 internet.
Oh, dude, what is... like, kids are like born and raised with always having internet access? That's bonkers to me.
Yeah.
That's bonkers. And having cell phones? Like...
my god, I saw like a 7-year-old has a cell phone.
It's weird.
What is, why?
Dude,
why?
The cool part about being little is like, well, I gotta go see if my friends are gonna hang out. We gotta go hang out. And then you like bike to their house and knock on their door and it's like, we gotta do stuff. But we're just going to bike around and we're stuck here and we don't have much to do and we're going to actually like talk to each other because we don't have phones to look up stuff the whole time, or Twitters and all that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be an entirely different generation that doesn't really get like that social aspect as far as like in-person social. It's all just going to be, you know, like distance, you know?
Yeah.
I read a really incredible blog article how, ironically, the younger generation coming up is actually one of the most computer illiterate generations like there's been because...
What? Explain. Why?
Just because you use a phone and stuff doesn't mean you can, you know, run command prompts or get into your X32 files.
That
you
would
know?
Make sense because, like, everything's
so streamlined.
Yeah.
So, like, he's this information literacy teacher in a middle or high school, and it's a brilliant blog article. I'll try to dig up for the post on the site. But it was really interesting.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because, like, my friend is a teacher that bounces around. And he's like, oh, he's like, just email it to yourself or something. You're like, put it on your drive. And the kid's like, what?
Oh, my God. I'd slap that kid in the mouth. What is wrong with you?
I know. So I don't want to sound like a crotchety old man, but it's
crazy.
I'll
be a crotchety old man. That's insane. That's stupid.
Yeah. Kids these days.
Seriously. And even, like, the shorthand that, like, and I know we do it, like, LOL, stuff like that, like, I feel like that's going to be more detrimental than anything, because if all they're doing is speaking in shorthand, they're not going to get it. They're just not, like, I feel like that's going to be just very harmful.
Right. Like, in the early days of, like, AIM, I did that all the time. Now I just do it as, like, a joke, and I didn't think people really did that anymore. But then whenever I like see stuff online from like little kids, like on like Reddit comments or something, I'm like, what? People still talk like that online? That's ridiculous.
Sad.
Sad, guys. What are little kids gonna do? They're gonna play video games and hopefully not GTA because they're too little for them.
That's a very age inappropriate game for them.
Yes. So has that been? Okay, so I haven't played a GTA game for a while. We established that last week when I failed miserably to Nick Cain's Uprising in GTA trivia contest.
That was still well done.
It was an underdog story.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was like the Rudy of video games.
It was like the Mighty Ducks.
Yes. That's better. I like that better. Gordon Bombay taking his team. Anyway, is there anything?
What was his name? Gordon Bombay. Oh my god.
Dude, yeah, I watched
That's
Mighty Ducks.
That's a really like stacked name.
It's great. It's a powerful name.
Yeah, it is. Gordon Bombay.
Curtis Stone. But is there anything like that surprised you? Like, because everyone, like you said, everyone expected it to be like this really good game, like a really good game, like all GTA games are. But was there anything surprising in it to you that you were like, wow, I didn't expect them to do this?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say too much without spoiling it. But I mean, like, there's been a couple articles that went up over the weekend, people that have experienced. There's like a torture scene that happens, and it's more like you're literally in control of it. And apparently it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Some people just really were not okay with it.
Yeah,
but so I mean, I could see that being like a problem for some people. Like they were just, it might just be maybe too intense for them. They may think it'd be over the top. You know,
I don't know the minutiae or details of that scene, but I really like the fact that it could rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean it's a mature game.
It's Bulletstorm
intended...
made a ball gag joke way. You
right.
Know?
Ugh, that game.
Loved it.
Of course. Mr. Army of Two.
I feel like you can either do Family Guy humor, which is very lowbrow, or you could do like South Park humor, where it's very witty and it is kind of like baseline juvenile, but there's like a message behind it. Whereas like Family Guy, it's very just cut and dry. Like, yes, we're going to make a retard joke and here's the entire joke. Whereas like South Park, it's a setup and it's sort of an ongoing gag, or sometimes they just really do a very cut and dry joke, but it's very rare. And I feel like that like Rockstar or South Park, and then like Army of Two and Bulletstorm are more Family Guy.
Hey,
and then like you could take that however you want. I'm just calling it as I see it. So, I watched everything on Bulletstorm. I was like, that is a game that if I were a 13-year-old, I would love it. But I am not a 13-year-old.
I was worrying about slandering the great franchise Army of Two on this podcast.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I insulted your mediocre title.
Those games are documentaries.
Yeah, documentaries on how not to make a video game.
No, it's they will just come about out like two that. Guys just who just straight up love each other.
It's a little homoerotic. Some people may not be okay
little.
With it.
I probably mentioned this. Me and my buddy have played. We didn't play the new one, actually. We played the first two every release day. Like, we love those games. Like, the characters, they just love each other so much. Like, we're just, like, back and thigh slapping the whole time next to each other on the couch laughing. These games are so fun.
The name's, like, Alpha and Bravo? Is that
no,
right?
Oh, that's the new one. No. Okay. The originals are Elliot Salem and Tyson Rios.
Okay, okay. So not...
And one, me, is the skinny, scrawny guy.
That makes
and
sense.
The other, like my friend in real life, is the big hulking burly guy.
Nice.
Yeah, really good times.
Well, I apologize for insulting
there's
you.
There's a rock a whole button in that game is dedicated to like slapping your boyfriend's ass.
Wow. Really?
It manifests in fist bumps and chest bumps and guitar solos elsewhere, but like distilled down to its purest essence, it's just the button to slap your friend's ass.
That is
It's a great game. That's brilliant design.
That might be the only game that has that feature, I think.
There should be way more games that have that feature, but there's not.
I think in the second one, you can also play rock, paper, scissors for no avail whatsoever. Literally, like,
in the middle
there's
of a battle
no reason game. For it. There's not even, like, a win-loss counter. You just can play counts. Rock, paper, scissors. It's so awesome.
Why is there no, like, butt slap button in, like, a Madden? I mean, that's a big thing in sports. I feel like, you know, you're always patting butts.
That Curtis, you should be a game designer.
I shouldn't, because
if ever there was a game that needed gratuitous, veiled homoeroticism, it would be Madden.
God, and I could just see you being, like, a really pissed off, angry, like, corporate guy behind this video game, like you're playtesting it for whatever reason for the first time, like making sure you're not gonna let your product come off the shelves without you seeing this thing, and you play it and you get to the end and you're like, you just come out storming out of your office, everyone's silent, you're just like, oh shit, where's my butt slapping button?
We spent 9 months on this piece of shit and I didn't slap one ass out there. What's going on, guys? We're scrapping it. We're scrapping it.
John Madden is rolling in his to-be grave. And just to finish up, under it's either contextual or there's a separate button to reprimand your boy, too.
How do you do that? How does that play out?
You, like, slap him in the back of the head or something. Such a good game. Such a good game.
Do they get married at the end of the games? Is that what happens?
Oh my god. So at the... Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert for these games, by the way.
The end of the second game, you have a choice to either save the city by shooting your friend or letting the city die and shooting the bad guy. Every time. The friend lives.
Sorry,
how does the city die? How does the city?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a bomb or virus.
I wasn't paying attention.
Have you played a video game? It doesn't matter.
There's always a bomb.
It's just that's everyone
gotta, like,
has a bomb in video games.
My friend could die, or I could kill millions.
Yeah, I think I made the right choice, guys.
Yeah, probably.
So... You wait until Sioux Falls comes under chemical warfare attack.
Which I wanted to bring up because you guys
were
griefing me so much last week about me saying, oh, there's nothing to do here. And you're like, ah, Sioux Falls has made a name for itself. People know Sioux Falls. Dude, it's half the size of Greensboro. Half.
That's... Well, this place is tiny, so I don't know what that says about Sioux Falls.
That means it's tiny.
Tinier.
I thought that was what I was defending last week. And you guys were like, there's got to be somewhere where you can find friends, you can hang out. And I'm like, nah, we're in a little...
Are there, like, dodgeball leagues?
I don't want to join a dodgeball league. You've seen me before. I'm like 125 pounds. They'll kill me.
Okay, all right. Bowling? Bowling could bowling. Be cool.
Every city has a bowling alley.
I've got a bowling alley. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't want this to be Luke's self-help line again. But what did I want to talk about? Trevor, so have you played this this torture scene?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was curious with it. After playing it, does it feel like Rockstar did it as, like, a commentary, like a social commentary, or does it really feel like this is just torture exploitive and all that stuff.
I definitely think that it was a bit of social commentary about how, like, this is just how it's come for some things. I think the problem that it probably made most people feel bad about was, I believe the guy that you're doing it to is Indian, or he's Middle Eastern. So I feel like that's one reason probably a lot of people are really upset about it, is just because it's so not bad taste, but because it's very, like, more just hitting the mark of, like, this is where we are in the world. But that's what Rockstar do. They do social commentary. Like, I don't see what the problem is, you know? Like, this is what's happening in the world, and if you don't like it, that's on you. That's not Rockstar's problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it is brutal, but it's still, yeah, like, it's nothing you haven't seen. Like, if you watch 24...
Yeah,
they waterboard, they electroshock, they do all that stuff. So it's not something you haven't already seen. And again, if you're mad about your kids seeing this, your kids should not
that's a completely different problem you have.
Yeah, that's entirely on you as a parent. So I don't, but I see both sides of it. I don't feel strongly on the sense that it's too much. I feel that it is more, it's just a social commentary point, and they nailed it. And because obviously it got people riled up, and right, it wasn't their intention. I think that's just how it happened.
So where does Grand Theft Auto go from here? Because I feel like this game, from everything I've seen, is like the culmination of go anywhere, do anything. We have all these side things, but you can do the missions if you want to, and high production values and all that. Like, where do they go for the next Grand Theft Auto? What do they do?
Super linear, Uncharted style.
Yes. Well, I mean, they can just continue doing the Grand Theft Auto thing. Just all they need is a... because, I mean, you strip away everything, and you have... like, you strip away the open world environment and the open world idea, and you have, like, a very solid plot behind most of the games, typically. Hmm. So it's like, as long as you've got a good plot pushing you forward, that's what matters. But, I mean, they're obviously going to go bigger. They're going to go, you know, as far as, like, settings where I would like to see them go, I think they've already ruled out London as being, like, their next big thing, which is a bummer because they haven't done London, and we haven't had, like, a London open world game since, what, Getaway, I think?
Yeah, I heard good things, too. They did GTA London. Wasn't that an expansion?
That was an expansion. So, I mean, yeah, it's not, like, out of the realm of possibility. Everyone always wants them to do, like, GTA Japan or Tokyo, which I would totally be down for. But I think the Yakuza series kind of has that on lock for the most part.
Right.
And the Sleeping Dogs obviously did, like, China and Hong Kong and stuff. So, like, most of the Asia stuff's probably out of it. They could easily do, like, GTA, like, Europe. Oh, yeah, they could do a Sioux Falls. But I think, like, a GTA Europe would be a great next gen. Because, I mean, just, like, cover Russia, Germany. You know.
You're getting very ambitious.
Well, I mean, you're going to go next gen. You're going to go bigger and badder. So you may as well cover more ground, literally.
That could be cool. Because, I mean, things are so much smaller in Europe, like, country-wise, like, as far as the physical size of these countries, that you could, like, go see all these, like, different cultures in, like, a relatively small space.
That'd
be kind of cool. Hmm.
I mean, they could even... it wouldn't even need to be, like, modern day. They could easily do, like, another time-centric piece. Maybe do Cold War. Maybe not that far back. Maybe do, like 80s again.
Would the future be weird?
Yeah.
Future'd be weird?
I think they may... like, a lot of people be like, oh, it's two Saints Row. But I feel like they could do it. Because they haven't done it. Well, no, that's not entirely true. GTA 2 was a game when it was released. It was technically set in 2013.
Set in 2013.
Yeah, you're right. So it's not implausible for them to do it, but I don't know. I think they would probably do either modern or past. I don't think they would jump future.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Prohibition
would be awesome.
Well, I don't think a lot of people really liked L.A. Noire.
Yeah, but
it wasn't
Rockstar. GTA. I think that's what people were expecting. I think that was a big problem with expectation and reality.
Yeah. No, because I love the Prohibition, like, that 20s era. I love that. So I would like to see, like, Rockstar do something like... But then there's also,
like,
the Mafia
game. Mad Men, like Don Draper.
Well, Mad Men was, like, 60s.
Yeah. Sounds like you could do the 60s. That'd be awesome.
Yeah? No?
Sweet. Hmm. There'll be another one. That's... confirmed.
Oh, no, this will definitely be... well, they got to crank out the DLC and stuff for this before.
Right. Hopefully it's as good as GTA 4's DLC, which from what I've heard is better than the base game.
I'm sure they will. Like, but I'm honestly really more curious right now about the online aspect, because I just... Because it's really cool. So there's this thing you get. They call it a jerry can. It's a gasoline can in game. And basically, as far as I can tell, it's like infinite. Like, you can just continuously pour it out and there's no limit. But you can literally draw a line of gas as long as you want, shoot it with your gun, and it inflames, and it just leaves this giant trail of flames. So here's what I'm thinking I want to do is I want to get like 16 friends online. We all start at like an intersection and pour as much gasoline as we can. And then all at the same time light it with our guns just to see how much like chaos we can cause as a result. That's what I want to do. That's what GTA has led me to do. So thanks, Rockstar. You've encouraged my psychopathic side to come out in your
Yeah, room. You could just put the Batman sign in the bridge.
Yeah. Yes, we could totally do that. Should totally do that in GTA.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like Joker stuff. That's I'm really excited. You should capture that and then put it on YouTube.
Oh, I absolutely will.
Love it. Sweet. GTA. Still good. GTA yes. Online, that's soon? Is that soon-ish?
October 1st.
Yeah, next Monday. That could be like a definite deal maker for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems really ambitious. And I liked Red Dead's online, like the or whatever they were called.
Yeah. Red Dead was such a good game.
Red Dead was an incredible game.
I would like a Red Dead 2 before they did a GTA 6, though.
Hmm.
I don't know, like, what they would do with that world, but, I mean, it's still kind of, like, limitless. They could do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's a pretty iconic and, like, exploitable open world.
Yeah.
So GTA. So, yeah. Rick. What have you been doing? That's not GTA, since you haven't jumped that way.
Oh, wow, I talked for, like, 30 minutes. You should have stopped me.
That was good, because I'm going to talk for, like, two.
It was probably more Army of Two talk than GTA.
Oh, there's always Army of Two talk. Well, I've been playing this game. I don't know if you saw. It came in for review called, like, Air Speed or Speed Air for the 3DS.
Yeah.
It's totally awesome.
It looked awesome.
Is it an eShop game?
I don't know. It has to be on the eShop. I got the code and I downloaded it from there.
Okay.
Like, that's how you redeem codes on the 3DS through the eShop.
Okay.
I like it a lot. The big make or break for what, like, how I judge the game is the price point, which I have yet to check.
I think it's like $5.
Yeah, because like if that's like a $2 to $4 game, that game is awesome and badass. But like if it's $10.
Might be a deal breaker.
Yeah, no, and as it should, I mean. But it's kind of like, okay, so you remember that game, oh god, what was it called? It was like on the 64 you were racing these like light like Tron bike, but you were shooting people also on a track.
Oh yeah, it's called
Extreme G.
Extreme G, yeah.
So like it's kind of like that, only it's just you and there's no guns or items.
What?
And I know that deflates your opinion really quick.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, a super fast racer, and, like, that's awesome, like, comically video gamey techno music, which I love. Like, that's a plus. And it's just a bunch of short races, but, like, stylistically and, like, even gameplay-wise, it reminds me a lot of those games where, like, you're just racing and you're doing checkpoints, and it's really a straightforward, simple game, which, you know, again, that's all going to be, I guess, judged on the price point, because that's just, it's a game that I could see that if they had more time, they could have made it into something really bigger and awesome. But as it is, for like $4, it's a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be $5 and £5 and 4.49 euros. So that's not entirely too bad, and it's recently launched. It launched on the 19th.
Yeah. So that's what I've been playing. It's really short. It's a quick little guy.
So
I've paid more for shorter games on the eShop.
So you're just like, it's just like time trials then, since you don't race anybody else.
No. Yeah. It's just time trials, and it's, you know, kind of like a iOS 3-star ranking system. And when you crash, you start at checkpoints, and it's really straightforward. But I mean, you know, it's good looking. The music is awesome, and it's fun. So I mean, Sweet. I don't know what else you would ask for, you know, a bargain price, for lack of a better term. $5 isn't exactly bargain, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a 3DS, that's pretty bargain.
Yeah, Nintendo isn't really down with the whole cheap game things yet.
No, they never will be. Yeah. You can go find Mario Kart's, the DS Mario Kart, I think, still $35 brand new.
That's insane.
That game is 7 years old. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's silly. Yikes. That's silly. But besides that, nothing. I did reinstall Guild Wars 2 today.
Did you? Because your computer can do it?
Yeah, man.
Did you get in? Or did you just...
Yeah, man. Oh my god, I got in. It took me a half an hour just to sift through all the free crap they were puking on my character.
What? Like what?
Guild Wars 2 birthday anniversary presents for your character. they implemented a bunch of, like, XP systems post-facto, and you got retroactive rewards for it.
Nice!
Yeah, dude, it was, like, comical amounts of, like, information stimuli coming at me. I was like, oh god, there's so many things!
Man, even when there's not...
I kind of just got my feet back wet in it. The game is incredible. It's a really fun game. So, looking forward to that. And, you know, if no one heard, Valve made a pretty big announcement that there's a Dota patch today, right?
Dude, I saw that. I did see that.
No, I thought it was a Half-Life 3 announcement.
I think the bigger announcement would be the Dota patch.
Probably. The World
No,
Freak.
No. Yeah, there's a new Dota patch, and that's what I'll be playing. But again, Pokemon we get in 3 weeks.
Yep.
Maybe four. Not entirely sure.
3 weeks sounds about right.
Yeah. So yeah. That's the next big jump I'm taking. Unless, again... details emerge about GTA 5 for PC.
That's not going to happen.
So even if GTA Online is something nuts, are you still going to hold out for PC?
Yeah, it's just a big time issue. Like, I just don't... My PlayStation is not really used as a gaming console anymore.
Netflix
box? It's a $400 Netflix box.
I mean, it's a first-gen PlayStation. It's had a good life.
Oh yeah, you have a
$600
compatible
one? No. I had the first gen non backwards compatible one. I think it was the 80 gig model.
Oh yeah, you did the same.
That sounds right.
Yeah, but no, man, the system's had a long, fruitful life.
I'm surprised. I mean, that just shows like Sony's like quality, like that's still like going, and that's amazing.
And as a counterpoint, I went through at least 4 PlayStation 2s using them as DVD players, though.
Really? How many DVDs did you watch?
In college? DVD players were, like, expensive when I was in college. You just brought your PlayStation 2 and burnt it to hell.
Man, that's nuts. Just ruined a PS... I've never heard of a PS2 failing. That's crazy.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, you shouldn't watch DVDs on them.
Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm trying to think, though. There are rumblings and rumors that we will finally be getting Super Mario Bros. 3 on the eShop. God, I want that.
Well, that was revealed in one of the Nintendo Directs, but I don't know if they've ever gotten a release date when that's supposed to happen.
So, like, that's a huge game I'm looking forward to, but, like...
Really?
I don't even know what modern games are coming out soon.
Man, I think only... God, I don't know if there's anything... left this year that I'm
completely in the dark about this. I saw the Dark Souls 2 press was ramping up a little bit lately,
which I just tweeted about this. Like, I was about to watch like a YouTube video and I got a Dark Souls 2 ad on the front of it. I'm like, what? That game doesn't come out till March.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What are they doing?
That's a little early.
Already? Okay.
Well, yeah, there's a beta soon, though, isn't there? Maybe they weren't hyping the beta, were they?
No, I didn't.
The what?
Because there's a Dark Souls 2 beta coming soon.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I think that's in October.
Yeah. I would like to get the new Gran Turismo. That's another, like, Final Fantasy 13 3 issue where I used to really love those games, and I've taken so long off. So it would feel nice to get back in it, but, man, after watching my buddy play Forza a lot, GTA is pale.
Hmm. Yeah, that bad?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, Forza's
incredible, man. That game is really cool. I'm like, racers don't really do it for me. I like racing sims better than racers, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
much like I would like coaches mode in Madden better than actually playing the football.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So were you never a fan of like Burnout?
No, I liked Cruisin' World a lot. That game is
That was not what he asked.
That game is awesome.
Okay.
In the arcade. Home versions, not so much.
Not a racing game, huge Twisted Metal fan.
Yep. Twisted Metal, huge Vigilante Twisted 8, Metal Rogue Trip, all those same car crash destruction games were always really fun.
Yeah. But no, I really like Gran Turismo. I've never been into Need for Speed, but the newest Need for Speed on the console, my friend has. And it looks comically overblown in, like, the best way I could describe it.
Oh, yeah, it kind of reminded me of Burnout 3 when I was looking at it. And Burnout 3 was, like, the best game ever.
You are running from a tornado of cop cars.
Nice. That's like the Sharknado.
I'm pretty sure
it's Sharknado of cop cars, literally, yeah.
I think Criterion helped with that, so there might be a reason as to why it's very reminiscent.
Huh,
I'm pretty sure
that
they've
burned wolves. But yeah, besides that, no, not really, like, not into racers, but Forza's awesome. The community stuff they do and open world of the new Forzas are awesome.
Yeah?
Like, you're just driving around, and all of a sudden you're in a race, and, like, it's an open world. It's really cool.
Man, I hate that. That's the reason why I hated Burnout Paradise. I hated the open worldness of it. I was, yeah, I loved this, in Burnout 3, it was just, like, pick a point on a map, and then you're gonna race there, start to finish. Very easy
to figure
out. Yeah,
it's really cool. See, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and like Burnout Paradise was like, stop at a stoplight, honk your horn, and then you're in a race. And
huh.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm the kid that doesn't like open world.
I've been playing a game on my phone called Ridiculous Fishing.
Oh, man, you got around to that.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That was all the rage like a few months ago.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, pretty good, pretty weird.
Good. I like the art. The art's really weird.
Yeah, it's by Vlambeer.
Yeah,
he might have done Runner, I think.
They did. The hell did Ellis did?
They did a game that like I've played recently.
Mm. They were at. They got a new game coming to you. They're hanging out at PAX.
They do excellent stuff, but what did everyone like the big splash was that it's just a $3 game and like there's no microtransactions or anything, which like ironically is groundbreaking in the iOS scene again now.
Right. Mm-hmm. No kidding. Yeah, they did Super Crate Box.
Ah, that's a cool game.
Serious Sam Random Encounter.
Didn't play that one. Love no. Serious Sam 3
I knew,
and 2.
I knew you were a Serious Sam aficionado. Cool.
Yeah, but literally that's it. Gaming's been kind of low and slow, as I think for most people that aren't knee-deep in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. It's definitely for me, too. And that also...
Oh. And when does Transistor come out? I want that a lot.
Is that this year?
Oh, geez. If it's this year, I'm freaking out. But I don't think it is.
Oh,
let's
man.
Find out. To Google's!
No, the only thing that I can think of that I would, like, really probably buy this year that comes out this year is... I don't know if it's still coming out this year, but South Park Stick of Truth? Man.
What about eugenics?
That is November. November is when South Park's supposed to hit.
Really? Do they have a thing for that?
Huh. Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I don't know when Mugenics comes out, but I think it's coming out this year because Binding of Isaac Remastered is coming out 2014. So I think they might pound out Mugenics before next year.
Looks Mew, like the Pokemon?
Yeah, it looks like Mugenics is a 2014 thing.
Yeah. Oh, Mugenics is like a cat breeding sim by the people who did Super Meat Boy and the Binding of Isaacs. And
it's
everything
weird.
They do is incredible in my opinion. So yeah that's a day one for me.
It's pretty silly.
Yeah. So, South Park is November 19th. Transistor is still set for 2014.
Cool. Yeah, so the winter's
there's still
looking
time.
Looking pretty bare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all going to be about the next gen stuff for now.
Yeah. So. Maybe I'll relive the golden days of a year ago and get the new COD game and try to love it.
That would be fun.
Might as well just Redbox it, though. I would save $60.
Huh. I know. Like we talked about last week, just sell me the MP for $30. I'll buy it.
Kidding. Yeah. That's what I'm going to spend most of my time with.
Yeah, but I haven't been doing much either. And that was, I guess, helped along with the fact that I was out of town for 3 days for a funeral, so I didn't really have anything to game on. But Before that, I played Brothers. I almost forgot about playing Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I finally checked out Brothers. Brothers was pretty cool. Brothers might be the most beautiful game I have seen all year. Like, that art is unbelievable. Like, I don't know why I love it so much, but I really do. It's not like quite cel shaded, and it's not quite like just 3D models that are like bright and like Nintendo.
Is it like Scanner Darkly crap or whatever?
No, it's not like a cel shading. It's just very. It's almost like Fable, I think.
Yeah,
that's cool.
If it looked a little more like hand drawn storybooky, I don't know. It's got a little bit of a flair on it. I don't know. I love it.
Yeah.
And the music is really good too. I said this in my review. I actually reviewed it. My first review since, like, I found out it was Skylanders Giants. That was the last review I did. Like,
nice.
A long time ago. I hate doing reviews. Anyway,
I love doing reviews.
Anyway, I just felt like I had to review it, mostly because I played this game because everyone was telling me, I think we talked about this last week, that it was just like the best thing to come along this year, like one of the best easy. And so I was like, oh man, people are telling me that it's, you know, pretty simple gameplay and just like so emotional. Like, this is the stuff that gets me going. And I love the art. I love the whole setting because it's like a fantasy-ish setting. To set it up for everyone that doesn't know, Brothers is this game, digital game. I think it's like $15, and you're thrown right into it. You play as two brothers simultaneously. Game starts off. You see like a quick cutscene of like one of the younger brother is crying over a grave, and then you see like a flashback of like you were sailing in a boat with your mom, and then your mom ended up drowning when a storm hit you, and you couldn't save her, so he's probably got some regret or something, whatever. And but then your dad's really sick, and you and your brother like cart him off to like the town doctor or whoever this guy is. It's like old fantasy village, kind of like we could say a fable setting, kind of like old school medieval fantasy stuff. And you're kind of just given like these contextual clues that you need to go to this tree far off where that has like this elixir of life kind of thing, and this is the only thing that's going to save your dad. And so you and your brother just head off to do this. And there's no dialogue in the game. Everyone speaks gibberish, kind of like Simlish. They're just like, oh, I don't know what to watch.
Yeah.
And so everything is done visually or through like just sound and music. And the control's really cool. I think with the left stick you control the older brother, the right stick you control the younger brother, and you only have like one action button for each of them using the triggers. And that's it. But you move them in tandem, so you're always trying to keep your head wrapped around, like, oh, what am I doing? It's really weird, because you're like, sometimes you feel like rotating the camera, but then it just sends the brother running away, or like, you're just like looking at one brother and trying to do something with him, and then the other brother's like, just looking like an idiot running against a wall or something. I don't know. It's weird to get your mind wrapped around it, but it's kind of cool how fast that happens. And most of the game is like environmental puzzles, with these two brothers. Like one of the earliest ones is like you have to get across this farmer's field. There's a bunch of hay bales in it, and there's this dog that's trying to like kill you. this giant, just nasty mongrel. And the way you do it is like you take one brother, and he takes off running and jumps onto one of these hay bales where the dog can't get you, and then the dog is distracted by him, and then runs over to him, and that leaves an opening for the other brother to go, and then you just kind of go, and yeah, so it's kind of cool. I really liked how that gameplay was unique. Like, I've never felt anything. I've never played anything like that before, but the biggest problem I had with it is, like, it kind of ends. Are there, like, these moments along the way that are supposed to be sad? Like I said this in my review. They're just, like, things that happen that would be sad, but they don't build up, like, these characters, really, or anybody in the game, any of the characters you meet or anything, for you to really care about them. So they just like, surprise, this person's dead, or like, surprise, this bad thing just happened to this character. But there's no like context behind it. So I feel like it's kind of just like a really base level way of them being like, you're supposed to be sad now because we just made the sad thing happen without ever building it up. So I felt that it fell a little short with that. And then like the story itself, I mean, it's kind of hurt just because, I mean, they tried to do it all like visually, and I like how they did that where there's like no dialogue and stuff, but it never really goes beyond of like you are two brothers and you need to go save your dad. And something straightforward I think worked. I mean, it worked really well in like Journey. Like, that's all you had to do in Journey is like get to the top of this mountain, go do it. But I don't know, something with like, I don't know why Journey was able to pull it off in a different way.
Well, because I feel, just from your description, Journey stripped away all of the superfluous stuff. Journey was holding forward for 3 hours.
Yeah,
and
I think that's really what
that
it
game
is.
Shook me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I was the same way when I played Journey, and that might be what it was here. Like when I played Brothers, I mean, with Journey, it's really just you and then random people that pop up,
and that's the thing. It. Like you self-project onto Journey way more than any writing could ever do.
Right.
So I feel that in that regard, their minimalism worked swimmingly and splendidly because, right. I mean, there was no need for a narrative or failed attempts at empathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these are things that I never really thought of the comparison to Journey till now, but like you said about self-projecting, I wonder if there's like some subconscious thing that didn't let me self-project as much with this because I'm controlling two characters always at the same time. So I'm always have it in mind that I am really just an eye in the sky and not one of these characters because
yeah,
it can't be two of them.
It sounds crazy cerebral, the actual gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once that happens, it's really hard to make emotional connections with the avatars on screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I mean, you can't just go between, you know, balancing an equation to, you know, crying over a dead puppy. It's just not how humans work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess introducing a bunch, there's a ton of, like, people you run into. I mean, it's not like just a barren quest. You run into, like, little villages that have people in them, or you come across, like, a troll and random things. And so it's, the world is actually kind of populated with people to come across or creatures to come across, but even ones that help you, like, they're kind of like pointless. Like that Journey had that in a good way, how you didn't come across anybody, so you had this feeling of like isolation in a lot of the places. But here it's like you come across these people and they kind of introduce them but not really, and then they're just gone, and then you just go on. It's like what's the point of that? It's not as, I don't know, felt it wasn't as focused, but it's still a cool game. But I was just kind of disappointed because everyone was talking it up too much. And that was probably, I don't know, maybe I was affected a little much from the hype train. That can affect, I guess.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. But yeah, Brothers. But I think that's all I
remember.
I saw, on a higher note, I saw Prisoners yesterday. That movie's amazing, guys.
I'm not sure what that is.
Prisoners is...
Yeah, you're going to have to explain that.
Prisoners is 2.5 hours. Of raw tension.
Too long!
Of raw tension. It's got Hugh Jackman, so you have to go see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's got Jake Gyllenhaal, so you also have to go see it.
See, now you start with Jake Gyllenhaal, you have me sold.
Yeah, so everything is good now, and you should go see it. Okay, so it's like Hugh Jackman, and he's got a family, and he's going over to his friend's family on Thanksgiving, and they live in just like, I think in Pennsylvania. Just in like a suburban town, go over to, and they're hanging out Thanksgiving, just a normal little town. I felt that it was really like authentic, like it really felt like a real town, and
like
real
Sioux Falls.
People. What people do in these dinky little towns, hard times with economics and all this kind of stuff, and then their kids go out to play, their little girls, and they don't come back, and they start freaking out, like what happened to my little girls. And one of the like the brothers like, oh, we saw this RV. They were playing on this RV. Maybe this RV, the people in this RV took them. And then Jake Gyllenhaal is like the detective that's on their case trying to find this. And then they end up finding this RV. And the guy inside it is like has the IQ of like a 10-year-old. So they're like, there's no way this kid could have taken these girls. And like it's and then Hugh Jackman ends up like, this is not a spoiler because this is in the trailers, even though I think maybe the trailers show a little much. But like Hugh Jackman ends up like kidnapping this kid that has like a really bad mental state. Like he's like mentally handicapped. But he like takes him and he's like starting to like torture him to like yelling and just freaking out like, where's my daughter and stuff. And psychological thriller. I love those. 2.5 hours of just not knowing what's going to happen. Love it. Prisoners is great.
That doesn't sound like something I'd enjoy.
It's not something you enjoy, but it's something that's very well. It's like watching. What's a movie that's good? Like
Prestige.
I guess I enjoy watching The Prestige.
Maybe I like the Prestige a lot, man. Maybe, I really enjoy that movie.
Maybe I was thinking like Schindler's List. Like, you don't enjoy watching Schindler's
List. You're dropping the Schindler's List card.
Right? You don't enjoy watching
Schindler's List. No, yeah, like
you
anything
get, like,
Steven
five
Spielberg.
Of those a year, Luke. I think you should be a little more cautious with that.
Well, it's like, or it's like, it's like something I wrote after playing, like, Heavy Rain. Like, I didn't enjoy playing that game at all. I really like it. I put it on our top 100 of the generation list. I like the game a lot, but I never had fun playing the game.
Oh, huh, that's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. But this podcast got way too serious, guys.
Yeah, really quick.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not fun. Not
On Top of Poppy Hill is coming on DVD soon, I think.
What's that?
It's
the new Studio Ghibli.
Oh, is that the one
It's not a Miyazaki, though.
Is it not?
Well, then who cares? Did you really say Miyazaki? You're the only person I've ever heard it say it like that. Miyazaki.
I really, really, really like Whisper of the Heart, and I really like Secret World of Arrietty.
If you really like the Miyazaki stuff, there is another director.
I really like the Miyazaki stuff.
Okay. His name is Makoto Shinkai. He does a just ridiculously detailed world in a lot of his movies. 5 centimeters per second was like his breakout movie that he did. That was about 2008, 2009. He's done a couple more since then, but I would absolutely recommend 5 centimeters per second. Like, his films are very much like Miyazaki, where they're very character focused. They're not as fantastical. There's not like this fantasy realm or anything. They're more like grounded pieces.
I really, really like that movie title already.
Yeah, no, it's so good. And like, just the detail that he puts into his films are amazing. So I highly recommend anything that he's done. But start with 5 centimeters per second.
Cool. Love it.
Cool.
Because video games are boring, we established.
Yeah, when I talk about them, that's a shizzle. Man, but I was like, all right, we got to talk about maybe something cool happened. Like, nothing cool happened.
Something pretty cool happened today.
Dude, TGS has happened since here. I feel like nothing cool came out of TGS.
Nothing cool happened at TGS.
Nothing cool happened at all. Deep Down's free to play. Ooh. Good
one. There's new Metal Gear Solid footage, but I want to see the actual footage, not a stream. So
There's a Monster Hunter coming to Vita, but I hear it's like not a good one. Great. Anyway,
they finally threw Vita players an honor. Like, they threw Vita players a bone, and it's still like, not worth it.
The most exciting thing to happen, I guess, in the world of games is Valve saying, we're going to tell you some stuff. Three stuffs. The first
stuff. And stuff one has happened.
Stuff one is, okay, we're sick of Windows, and we really mean it, so we're going to have a Steam operating system. And the internet goes wild, and everyone says this is the best thing ever. Except they haven't said a damn thing about it.
That's what we talked about today, Luke. I was like, it kind of depends on everything.
Yeah. And just before this podcast was when I had read a Polygon article, I think, about it. But just before this podcast is when I read their like official webpage of info. And it says like nothing. It's like, this is going to be a Linux-based thing, and you're going to be able to stream it through Steam OS machines onto your TV. And you can play games, and this is better for playing games than any other operating system. We have better graphics processing than other ones, and
yeah, no, there's no detail on it right now.
Yeah, I have no way. I mean, and I don't even feel like this was much of like a surprise. Like,
no, the worst kept secret on the planet.
Right. I mean, yeah. It's no secret that Gabe hates Windows a lot and loves Linux a lot.
That's no secret either. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
but you want to hear something cool?
Tell me something cool. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Okay, so you know on the website how they're teasing the three things with those little circle images?
Yes.
Okay. I think this is even a little hackneyed on Valve's part. If you overlay the circle images, all of them, it spells the word Dota.
You're kidding me.
No.
Has anyone broke this? This is big.
No, I think, I mean, I my friend emailed it out, and, like, I think that's actually too simple for a Valve augmented reality game.
Wait, what is the web address? I want to look this up right now.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, man. Just Google.
Probably Google Steam OSS, or Steam OSS. Steam OS.
AR. You'd probably get there. ARG, that's what they're called. Augmented reality game.
Huh.
Or like image. Hang on, I'm gonna go on my phone. I'm gonna find. I'm using Superphone. Hang on.
Superphone? What is Superphone?
You know, smartphone. It's super.
Oh, I like that better. Why don't they call them superphones? I wish that would have caught on.
I think that would sell more.
Yeah, superphones. I might have bought one by... Huh. Wait a minute. Oh, I see what you're saying right here. Because there's, like, weird shapes inside of these circles?
Yeah! So it spells the word Dota if you overlay them all.
God,
but again, like, do you remember some of the, like, harder Valve ARGs?
Yeah, was that, like... Yeah,
they're like, no, you play this audio clip backwards, and then you convert the audio to a Doppler radar file, and you rotate the schematics, and it's the profile of the scout. So, like, I'm just totally not... I think that's literally... I think it's a red herring. I think Valve is literally trolling with that.
I don't know what they could say for that would make sense in the Dota universe. Do you have any idea, Mr. Kane?
I honest to God think the Dota is a red herring, and okay. I think they're going to announce something totally different.
What do you think they're going to... I think this is like what everyone thinks is like, this is going to be
Steambox. It's going to be a Steambox and an Oculus Rift pairing. Perhaps the OS comes with the Oculus Rift.
Do you think so? You think this is going to be a...
An
Oculus Rift?
Valve is all about, like, on-body peripherals they've been talking about. Definitely a Steambox, or... I don't know, because, like, when they say Steam OS compatible boxes, like... It cannot be a PlayStation or Xbox. Like, it just cannot
no,
be.
No, no way. No,
so
you can't.
Maybe Roku, you know? Or smart TVs?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
Right? Like, because, like, what are you? They just talking about hooking your computer up to your TV? Like,
nah, it can't be that, because they talk about that separately of, like, you can stream from your regular PC.
Yeah.
Stream
so,
your entire
I mean,
Steam library.
I don't know. I do not know, but I mean,
yeah.
What, they're going to have, like, Dota iOS? I don't know.
Man, free to play.
Yeah, Dota's free, guys. Announcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it'll be. It's the official second release of Dota. The patch.
Yeah, but it's big news that we're 2 days early on because none of us know exactly what the
yeah,
news is going
to
be.
Next week we'll be able to tell you some cool news. Do you guys want to do a trivia contest? I was really inspired by last week. I had so much fun doing that last week.
I concur.
That was a freaking blast. But I don't know if this movie is good because it wasn't created by Mr. Curtis Stone, the coolest guy in the room.
I literally didn't create anything. I just stole stuff off the internet.
Yeah. All right. So this one was inspired by not that guy's death. I was thinking of doing that one.
Aww.
Can you pronounce his name for me?
Hiroishi Yamuchi, I think. I don't have it in front of me.
That's
it. I can get it if I find it.
And he was. And he was. What was his official title? This is
he was the president for
he
a
was
while.
The, he was the. He was formerly the Nintendo president. His name was Hiroshi Yamauchi.
Yeah, he was incredibly instrumental in making Nintendo a video game company.
Yeah, he was in charge for like 50 years, like an insane amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he really pushed the video game like ideas toward, because like Nintendo when they first started was just like a trading card company, and then he saw video games as an idea and like really pushed that for Nintendo to go into. So without him and his pushing, we probably wouldn't be where we are today. So
right,
obviously a debt of gratitude is owed to him.
Definitely, definitely. And we wouldn't have cool things like Legend of Zelda, which is what this trivia contest is all about, baby. And
guitar solo!
And this one was... This one was inspired because I feel like Wind Waker got totally overshadowed by GTA. Totally think so. Wind Waker HD just came out on Wii U. And yeah, it was kind of because nobody has a Wii U. But I feel like nobody talked about this thing at all. Like,
well,
it was
to
like,
be fair, it only hit the eShop. It hasn't hit full retail yet, aside from the bundle.
When does the full retail one come out?
Full retail hits October, I think, early October.
Why so far?
October 4th, I think. Well, because they want to push the digital download service for the eShop. They want people to use that service, so they purposely made it that you can go ahead and download it early if you want. But we're going to also have a retail. So, well, that's what
I'm
they
okay
need to be
with
doing.
That,
Microsoft, Sony, that's what they need to be doing for next gen. If they want us to do digital stuff, they need to be putting that to the forefront.
And it should be cheaper.
It should. It should be like 10 bucks cheaper because that's saving on production costs. So
they're saving a lot on production costs.
Yeah, because they're just not having, you know, unsold games sit on the shelves. So.
No discs. Printing. No shipping.
Yep.
No holding.
Nope. All of it.
I had no idea that they were being this ballsy with that. That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Huge balls.
Well, anyway, Wind Waker, if you people don't know, is a really good game. If you never played Wind Waker, jump on that business. But inspired by that, I wanted to make a trivia contest all about The Legend of Zelda. Okay. And I believe I've remembered to include at least one question that refers to every canonical game in the series. So none of those weird, what is it?
None of the Philips CDI games?
Yeah, those nasty things. None of those. but all the other ones. So I want to see how you guys do, because these questions, I don't know how good I would do, but we'll see how good you
do. I'm probably not going to do very well. All right. Much like with you guys with GTA, I don't know much about The Legend of Zelda games. I've only played a handful of them. I know, I was there from the start, like from Legend of Zelda on NES to Skyward Sword. I've been there, so I've had the chance. I do not like Ocarina of Time.
Right, that is something you said, and it freaked me out.
I've tried several times to play that game. I do not care for it. I can get why people love it. I can totally see their argument, but to me, it is just a game. It's just not something that I cared for.
What was your first Legend of Zelda?
It was The Legend of Zelda on NES. Was like the first. I remember picking it up at like a flea market or something. I saw the gold cartridge and I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's
you
gold.
Have to buy it at that point.
Yeah, like I'm six and I need this, so please buy this for me, mom and dad.
I remember I've heard from some people, Jonathan Holmes from Destructoid for sure. When I was talking to him about this, he didn't like Ocarina of Time because he felt like it was not much of an evolution over Link to the Past, other than the 3D business. And I played Ocarina of Time before Link to the Past, so maybe that's why I love it.
Maybe.
Luke, you're in no way a minority in loving Ocarina of Time.
Oh, definitely.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe that's a differentiator for, like, why I like it and people like it.
I actually just judge 3D and 2D Zeldas completely differently.
Do you?
That's
yeah,
smart.
Oh yeah. I think they're so different in their... Like, the puzzles can be so different in the 2D ones.
Right.
And in the end, I think the puzzles are... The puzzles and the, you know, progression of your character are what make a Legend of Zelda game. No one cares that Ganon's gonna capture Zelda. That happens.
No. Because it's just inevitable.
So, Nick, what is your favorite Legend of Zelda game? I'm interested.
Luke, you know this.
I do know this.
Majora's Mask.
I'm really happy that it's not Majora's Mask. It's Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening?
Mm-hmm.
It is not just my favorite Legend of Zelda game. It's in my top, if
it's
not
such a weird
game ever.
It's such a weird game. Have you seen... While I was looking up trivia, I found some really weird stuff about other translations of this game. Have you looked at any of this weird trivia?
I don't want to spoil your trivia, so we should just get it on, I guess.
Okay, this is not part of the trivia, so I'm going to get into this.
Oh, fire, okay.
There's like a mermaid in this one point.
Luke, you've read what I've written about this game.
It's so weird. And then
Marta the mermaid? She's incredible.
Yes, and they're in like the... Apparently in the international versions and stuff, you like end up trading for her top. Or something?
Oh, yeah, but they changed it to her necklace.
To her necklace or scale or something.
No, and you give her her necklace for her scale.
Weird. Anyway, it's just... Then there's these like weird creatures that say things like, I need
Kirby
a...
Kirby is in that game.
Yeah.
Chain Chomps are in that one, too, isn't it?
Chain Chomp is in that game.
Yeah, and there are weird creatures in that game where, like, if you do something to them, They turn into like Cukeman, and they in the German version they say things like I need a condom or like I'll trade your juices for mine. And
yeah,
all,
it's
weird stuff.
Yeah, again, Luke, you're probably the only one that's written what I've wrote about this game.
Yeah, I it's been a while, so it wasn't fresh in the
mind.
But it's a weird. It was.
And I don't even know the exact details off the top of my head.
To be honest, that would have been my first Zelda game.
It was not your standard Legend of Zelda developing team. I know that.
No, it was Cap a subsidiary. No, it wasn't the Capcom ones that did.
No, Capcom's were Oracle of Ages and Seasons
and Minish Cap
and Minish Cap, yeah.
But yeah, that's a weird game, man.
Weird game. Anyway, let's get into this trivia contest. Number 1. All right, guys, first Legend of Zelda. Early versions of this original Legend of Zelda. The old man in this cave. Same old man that says it's dangerous to go alone, take this. Gave you the choice between a wood sword and what other item that became a staple in the series? wasn't just
A boomerang.
How did you know that?
Guessing.
How did you know that?
Guessing.
Oh, Curtis Stone is kicking your butt.
Oh,
that's 1-0.
That means he has over 1,000% more points than you.
Yeah.
Well, I was being polite and giving Curtis the first guess.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for pitying me, jackass.
Hey.
Okay. So, jumping forward as far as we can in Legend of Zelda time.
Oh, boy.
Completing side quests in Skyward Sword, you get these things called Gratitude Crystals, which you can trade in for rewards. Now, these things were actually based upon Japanese candy called, I believe, Conpito? Don't really know how to pronounce that. Anyway, there's another Wii game that features similar things like this, look like colorful stars, that are based on this candy. Which Wii game would that be?
Super Mario Galaxy!
Boom! Got it!
Bam! Back on the board!
Back on the board! It's a tie game, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, Super Mario Galaxy. How great is that series?
That game could not be better, in my honest-to-God opinion.
No, I'm right. Oh, is that on our list? Add that to our list. Both
Super
of those
Mario
games
Galaxy
be on our
is
list.
Easily the best. It might be. It's on, like, even on my art, my author blurb. It's in my top five games ever.
Oh,
easily.
Absolutely. I definitely. It's just fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Super Mario Galaxy could be better if it was called Super Mario Sunshine 2, because that's my favorite Mario.
Oh, blood.
I'm in the big minority on that one, I know.
Ugh.
Moving on. In Ocarina of Time, you could destroy some wood signs in many ways. And this showed off Link's cool different slashing styles that could only be done in 3D. And these signs, however, you could fix them by playing which song?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess the Song of Time.
Yeah, Song of Time.
Song of Time is wrong.
Wow.
Give you three options.
Okay.
You can go Song of Storms, the Sun Song, or Zelda's Lullaby?
Sun Song. No, stupid. Zelda's
Zelda's Lullaby! Zelda's Lullaby!
Song of Storms.
I gotta give that to Kay. That's Zelda's Lullaby.
Shit! Stop
You can't change your answer on a multiple choice question.
I can if I haven't fully said the word. If I didn't fully circle it in, I win.
Bonus question based on this. There was a future Legend of Zelda game that had the theme that was just Zelda's Lullaby played in reverse. Do you know which?
That was a sequel to Ocarina of Time? Or that was after Ocarina of Time?
Is that Twilight Princess?
Twilight Princess.
Not Twilight Princess.
Wow. I don't know that one then.
That was Skyward Sword.
Never played that one.
Never played it.
That game is a game. That's all I'm
That is a game. Twilight Princess was surprisingly good, though.
No, its reviews were very good, yeah.
Yeah, that was, Skyward Sword is the only 3D console Zelda game that I've not beaten. That's a fact.
I heard it's crazy long.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy weird. I hate that stupid Wii Motion Plus. It's the worst thing in existence, man. Oh, damn. Don't like that game. Anyway, okay, in Hyrule Historia, which is the history of The Legend of Zelda, big book that came out, people freaked out when there's the triple timeline, all that good
yeah.
stuff. There are developer documents in this game that show characters fighting an enemy, two characters to be specific, and there's a little quote next to it, a little developer written thing that says, "Problem, what are we going to do about one player mode?" So it's speculated that this Legend of Zelda game was originally multiplayer. Which one was it? It was a handheld game.
Yeah, obviously. Curtis, you want to take guess one? Because I have mine.
No, go ahead.
Spirit Tracks?
Curtis, you can spit one too, and then I'll tell you if either of you got it.
I think I want to change it, but I'm not going to.
I'm going to say Phantom Hourglass.
Boom. It was Link's Awakening.
Fuck.
Are you kidding me?
Originally planned to have multiplayer.
Sir, can get the hell out of here.
How are they going to do that?
You should have known that, sir. You love that game.
Link cables?
That's
what were they going to do? That's nuts. Okay, Link cables, I guess. Okay. Ocarina of Time's Lost Woods, great place to listen to some good music,
yeah,
are known as, pardon all Japanese listeners, my pronunciation, Mayoi no Mori, which means Lost Forest in Japanese. What Mario game features a forest with the same Japanese name?
Super Mario World.
Wow, got it. Bonus point.
Nice.
I'll give you an extra point if you can tell me what the English title for that Super Mario World forest is.
Lost Woods? Wrong. Forest of Illusion.
Wario's Woods.
Wario's Woods. That's a game.
Yeah, it's the last NES game ever printed.
So in Minish Cap, the first dungeon features these things called Puff Stools, which are these mushrooms that walk around and they spray spores and they hurt you. This enemy first appeared in what other Nintendo franchise?
What was the game that it was originally? It was Minish Cap. So God, that was 2002.
Okay. Man, okay, this is a stretch, Luke.
Okay, stretch it.
Pokemon?
Not Pokemon.
No,
damn.
Not Pokemon.
It looks just like Vileplume, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Is it possible to get Minish Cap, what year that was released?
It was on GBA, I think.
Yeah, so that's like 2001, 2000?
Yeah. I know it, I think.
You think you know it?
No, Curtis gets his guess first.
Okay.
I'm fair.
Okay,
no,
this is tense. I could say that it is a relatively new Nintendo franchise.
I'm going to say Pikmin.
You got it.
Yeah, oh, that was totally my guess.
Oh, man, he's pulling ahead. We are at a 3-2. Curtis is in the lead.
He's so smart.
What? I just, for some reason, I have a terrible memory. Like, I can't remember anything that I did last week. But if it comes to video game trivia, that shit retains, and I do not know why.
Let's see if
but
you can like keep it. Retaining it. Mamu. Yeah, Mamu from Link's Awakening is the exact same character as which boss-type bad guy from the Super Mario universe?
What's the name?
M-A-M-U. Yeah, I didn't think this is like the hardest one. I think I should have.
Huh.
I will say that he's not overly prevalent in the Super Mario universe. He first appeared in a game on, I think this was NES. Sounds like
I think it, you're, is he talking about the wizard guy who flies around?
Not
talking. No, that's Kamek. No.
Kamek is his name. Okay.
Can you give a hint as to what animal it might be, or is that too much?
I think that would probably give it away, but I could probably say it. I think he's green. I think he's a frog, or maybe a toad.
Oh,
that's who it is.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Super Mario Brothers 2. Right. What is his name? Toad. His name? No, his name's not Toad. You idiot. Wart.
There it is. Curtis got it. Curtis got double.
Yeah,
right
dude.
Now.
Okay, so that's the guy you play a song for,
and it's the exact same dude.
Yeah, that guy's name is Mamu. He's such like a one-off character.
I know.
Awesome, good question.
All right, so Link's character design, you know, cute little dude, elfish-looking, green-wearing guy, was actually inspired by which classic Disney character?
Robin Hood?
Not Robin Hood. That's an awesome guess, though. Oh my gosh. It was Peter Pan. That is I can't believe it wasn't Robin Hood now that you said that.
Shoots arrows, wears green. Come on,
but that's,
get it together, Disney or Nintendo.
That's also why, like, you can't get old. The Kokiri people don't get old. There's a fairy.
Huh, that's really cool.
Fights a fool,
I like that.
Fights
like
a shadow.
That.
All that cool stuff.
Nice. Good job.
Wow. Man. Whoa. Yeah.
So there's only one 3D console Zelda game that doesn't include the now famous phrase "It's a secret to everybody," which is a reference to the secret moblin in the original Zelda. That popped up, that was in a few caves, and he never attacked you. He just gave you rubies and said, "It's a secret to everybody."
Skyward Sword.
Not Skyward Sword.
Majora's Mask.
Not Majora's Mask, it's Wind Waker.
Oh.
Wow.
Fair enough.
These are tough, Luke.
These are tough. I kind of cheated getting them, and I'll say but I just like this question a lot, so I'm just going to bring it out here. Which was the first Legend of Zelda to display a shirtless human form Link?
What?
Yep. There's only been, I believe there's only been one Legend of Zelda that is Link as a human, shirtless. Which one was it? It was a 3D one.
I know, I have my guess. Is it, Twilight Princess?
It was Twilight Princess.
Nailed
it.
It's in the beginning, if I'm correct, because it's the only part that I've played of that game.
Wait, you haven't beat that game?
I've never, I only played for like 10 hours.
To be fair, when I bought my Wii, that was the game that I bought with it. I played it for about a couple hours, and I was like, I don't like this, so I gave it away. I never played it. And then
a couple years later, I just
borrowed it from a friend and sat through it. And I really, like, surprisingly, like, it just has a really slow start. But, like, once it gets going, like, once you go more into the Twilight world, like, it actually gets really good. And not the vampire Twilight world, the good Twilight world.
The good one. The game's art direction is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And the story's, like, really good too. Like, it actually makes you give a shit.
Yeah, I hate being a wolf. I always hated being a wolf, but
yeah, that was not the fun part. I wish that was lessened.
But yeah, he's shirtless and he's sumo wrestling. That's the reason.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Fun stuff. Okay, which Legend of Zelda game has more dungeons than any other Zelda game?
Oh
God,
it's by a pretty wide margin too.
I'm just gonna have to guess Skyward Sword's just the longest.
Curtis, what say you?
The most dungeons. Yeah, I was going to say Skyward Sword as well.
That's Link to the Past. 12 dungeons in that game.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's right, because it's two worlds.
Or how about what was the least successful Zelda game in terms of sales?
That's not counting the Philips CDI stuff?
Right.
And not the CDI game.
Minish Cap?
Nick, what say you?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 2.
Four Swords Adventures.
Oh.
Wow.
Nobody cares about that game.
I have it on my 3DS.
Yeah, I got it on my 3DS.
Ambassadors program.
Yeah.
50,000 copies. It sold.
It's real bad.
Oof.
It is. There's a difference between Four Swords Adventures. That was a GameCube game. And Four Swords Adventures
is like pretty much just like puzzle levels, for lack of a better word.
It's weird.
It's not fun.
Or how about this is a question that I like a lot. All right, what was the first Zelda game that gave Link the opportunity to murder an NPC?
Whoa!
Right.
Grand Theft Auto Hyrule.
Grand Theft Hyrule.
Let you murder an NPC.
Straight up murder a dude, not an enemy, an NPC, not a boss, just a guy, a human person. Well, I don't know if it's human, but it's a human.
This sounds terrible.
As human as Link is, you don't have to. You can,
but you just can.
You can complete this side quest without killing, but you have the opportunity. It's a 3D
Majora's Mask?
Got it.
Yeah,
that was a joke. I had to guess.
Super dark Zelda game.
Yeah, that was definitely going to be mine.
If you remember, there is a side quest that fills in that little bomber's notebook of, ironically, I guess, there's a guy that's going to steal a bomb bag. This is where you get your bomb bag, from this old lady. And I never knew this, but apparently if you shoot the bomb bag after the guy takes it with an arrow, he dies.
What?
Straight up dies. Explodes and dies.
There's Gib everywhere.
Because I couldn't find any other trivia for this game. What was the first game in The Legend of Zelda? First Legend of Zelda game with a dungeon set entirely in the clouds. That's a hint.
The first one?
That it's not Skyward Sword. It's a game that we haven't used for any other things yet.
Legend of Zelda 2.
It is not. Yeah. It is.
Oh, it's not.
Four Swords.
Wow.
Yeah.
Four Swords, you are the worst.
People, who cares about that game? Okay. There are only two Legend of Zelda titles that feature the whip as a usable item. One is Skyward Sword, but where did it first appear?
Legend of Zelda 2.
You are banking on that.
It has to come up.
At some point, yeah, you're right. I'm going to say the whip probably became popular around Castlevania time. And so Nintendo were like, let's try and do that in one of our games.
That was a pretty good Simpsons voice.
Thanks.
You just sounded like Keeper of the Light from Dota, actually.
I'm going to say one of the handheld games, Link's Awakening?
Spirit Tracks.
Wow, really? Come on.
Not even close.
The Warp Whistle in Super Mario Bros. 3 is actually the same tune as the title screen theme in which Legend of Zelda game?
Legend of Zelda 2!
Made before Super Mario 3?
Okay, hang on, I'll take that back.
It's the same as Legend of Zelda, the first one.
I am sticking with 2.
Curtis, you gonna say anything?
Yeah, the first Legend of Zelda.
So creative time.
Shit in my mouth, are you serious?
Yep. And please don't make me shit in your mouth.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, this is crazy. Which was the
Okay, by the way, Luke, I totally hear it now.
Hear what? Isn't it weird?
Wow.
It's weird, isn't it?
That's nuts, Nintendo. It
blew my mind when I found this out. We only got a couple more, guys. What All is right. the only canonical entry in the Legend of Zelda series without The Legend of Zelda in the official American title?
Whoa.
Yeah, that term, that phrase.
Oh, Zelda, Legend of Zelda. Zelda 2.
It is Zelda 2.
Yes!
The one time Nick doesn't say it.
Curtis.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to find you.
You didn't bank on it hard enough, buddy.
I'm going to find you, Curtis. You stole the one thing I had.
That was on you. I gave you time. No, because that was Zelda's 2. That was
Zelda 2's
The Adventure of Link.
Adventure of Link. That's right.
Zelda 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Well, we got two more. What was the first 3D Zelda game to not include a playable instrument? I love that I can hear Nick's fan in the silence. It just adds to it. It's like a cricket.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I like
Twilight Princess.
I'm going to guess. Yeah, I think you're right.
Not Twilight Princess.
Nope.
Phantom Hourglass.
Which one was that?
That was the first DS one.
Yeah.
That was the one that was a sequel to Wind Waker. Okay. That was 3D.
Yeah.
Yep.
That game was.
It was a top-down 3D.
It's top-down, but it's still 3D.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fair.
That was a good game. That was a really good game. As repetitive as it was with that like dungeon, that was still a great game.
That's what made me lose it.
Yeah, it made a lot of people tap out early.
Okay, this is the last question, guys. For all the cojones.
What?
For all the balls.
So this guy named Yoshiki Okamoto once proposed to do a Legend of Zelda remake on the Game Boy Color to Miyamoto. Miyamoto said no, and this guy straight up threatened to create a direct competitor to The Legend of Zelda on the Game Boy Color. And the following negotiations that happened afterward led to the development of which Legend of Zelda title?
On the Game Boy Color, he said?
Correct.
Oracle of Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
You get it was both Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons. Yeah! Oh.
Yes!
Woo! But still, Nick, you're trailing behind. You're trailing behind too
Curtis
much.
Took the belt.
Curtis took the belt.
Yeah.
Stellar 3 points ahead of Nick Kane.
Ouch!
After coming out of the gate saying, I don't know much about Legend of Zelda, he straight up hustled you, Nick.
Yeah, and right, after he totally caught me with my pants down with that Legend of Zelda 2 question.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my gosh. I should probably give thanks for thanks to due. ZeldaWiki.org. A trivia on there. But most of it came from DidYouKnowGaming.com.
That's a great website.
Great website, great Twitter.
Go check out the game trailers. They did like a Hyrule Historia thing that book was about to come out. That was a really good video series. It's long. It's about an hour, hour and a half. But if you want some fun Zelda trivia and facts, it's a really good place to go. They also do a lot of really good retrospectives. They did one on GTA, Tomb Raider. I think they've done the Kingdom Hearts timeline, which was really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Just anytime there's like a really big series that's either getting a reboot or is about to come out after a long time of not having a game, they do like they did a Castlevania retrospective, a Final Ooh. Fantasy retrospective. It's all of it's really good, and like they put a lot of really good production values into it. So,
and Brandon Jones has a great voice. Brandon Jones,
yes,
his voice is magical.
Yes,
magical,
magic.
Guys are sitting an hour and a half here. Figure we should wrap her up.
Wrap it up.
Oh, do you guys have any final words? Anything you want to leave the listeners with? Anything you're working on? Anything they should keep their eyes on?
Yeah, I've got one games I want. I need to work on for this week, but I've got one ready for next week to celebrate a certain game's 15th year anniversary that Capcom seems to have forgotten about, and it's a bummer. So.
Oh man, what could it be?
What could it be?
You'll have to check back on gamers-association.com to find out.
It will be on Monday, October. No. That's what's Monday dates. September 30th. That will be the 15th year anniversary. So if you want to go spelunking on the internet and think of what you know what it is, let me know. Because
is it Spelunky?
No, it's not. It's a good game.
What is your beef with Spelunky?
I've never actually played that game. I have no beef.
Oh man, I thought shots were fired there. Nick, what do you have to say, brother?
I got my review coming out, and I think it just might bang out an opinion piece later this week. Maybe on GTA from an outsider's perspective who has yet to take the dive into 5.
That'd be fun.
That's a nice one.
I'd like you to do
like you to do that, and then like if you do play it, like maybe like a follow up, like maybe I was wrong. I'm not saying like that you will be wrong, but like
it's like pretty much like clockwork that whenever Grand Theft Auto games come out, you know, the whole and something is controversial.
I loved reading your Call of Duty ones of like, I don't know why this game is so great. Let's get into it. And then you slowly became acclimated and became one of the Call of Duty folk.
Yeah, man. that was a fun experiment.
That was such a cool... God, your sweet, like, insightful experiments. Not enough people read those damn things.
No, no one does. I should recommend you go back and read those then, yeah, internet.
Or like your review rundown. You recently had one on how do you review gameplay when you're doing a game review. And I thought it was so... Like, I've reviewed games before, but I still was like, wow, this is fascinating to really think about it like that. But people would rather click on, like, the top 7 boobs that came out in the last week or something like that.
Those are important.
And while we're on the fairness of gender fairness or whatever, I'm too tired to even think right now. Okay. Where are, like, the top 7 guys' butts? I mean, come on, that's only fair, right?
In gaming?
Yeah, there's no way that there's not a top 7 already. Nathan Drake tops the list.
Games Radar, have they done it yet?
Oh, I'm sure they have.
My shoo-in candidate is the boxing guy from Street Fighter with the tight high-waisted pants.
Balrog?
I don't know.
The boxing guy.
Yeah, man, he's keeping it tight.
Guys, I totally found one. This is great.
Oh, there is an actual list.
Some website called Rip10 has top 10 nicest asses in... Oh, it's just not... This isn't... This is girls included.
This is gross. It's all girls.
No.
Ladies.
I thought I'd found it, but they're all include ladies. You know what, Curtis? I think we might have stumbled onto some gold.
Oh, dude. Curtis, what about the Crisis guy? That guy's basically wearing spandex.
That's true.
He's keeping it real tight. He's doing quad. I don't think he's doing it on purpose, I'm naming something that sounds like an exercise.
What about Raiden? Metal Gear Solid 4?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's
poured into that suit, that's for sure.
Curtis, I feel like the world...
There's a place on the internet for this article.
There is such a place. Like, this is the best. And I think it needs to be written.
I will have to do it, I guess.
If I had any real editorial managerial control, I would say, Curtis, you're writing this. Have it on my desk one day.
Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe. God. Well, I can't do all spandex. That's not... because then all the asses are going to look good.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the trick? I've never worn spandex, but is that like automatically make you...
Well, yeah, because it literally makes everything tight, so it just makes everything look like where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, excuse me, I have to go to...
How is Naked Snake ranked over Nathan Drake? That's not fair. Come on, guys. Come on,
Nathan Drake is way hotter than...
The top 10 hottest guys in gaming? That's... He's totally number 4. Ugh.
Wait,
Cole
Phelps
of L.A. Noire. Yeah, Snake was number 1. John Marston of Red Dead was number 2. Cole Phelps was number 3. And
Cole
Nathan
Phelps
Drake's
is not attractive.
Who's number 1?
And he's got that, like... That's Naked Snake's number 1.
Oh, okay. See,
but he's not hotter than Nathan Drake.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of what you're into.
Yeah.
Snake is kind of like old gruff man. Mm. Oh, and I just recently learned about the gay community's animal classifications.
Oh, you just learned about bears?
No, I knew about bears, but like otters.
Otters.
And yeah, bear cubs. And yeah, there's a ton.
Tell me about this.
Otters is new to me, which is sad.
I've been told I'm an otter.
What does that mean?
Is that
kind
like
of
slender
like a
hairy?
Slender bear. Like,
what makes you a bear?
Hairy and muscular.
Yeah, typically. I'm pretty... I got dark hair.
Do you have a hairy chest, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, not like gross like Rafi from the League hairy.
Not Robin Williams bad.
I comically made a list of my... I'm working on a list for my friends of, in my opinion, my 10 best physical attributes.
That should
I think
be
I have
article.
Almost... I think I have picturesque chest hair.
Do you?
Wow.
Yeah, because I made one that was my top 10 personality traits. That was a big hit.
And you share these with your friends. This is the coolest thing.
Yeah, because I always used to just, like, say, like, off the cuff, I was like, you know, I was like, I know a lot about bridges. It's my third best personality trait. And they're like, no, Nick, bullshit. We need a list of these.
You keep changing the numbers. You need to get an ordered list here.
Yeah,
come on.
So, like, basically, they made me do it.
But wait, chest hair is... Do people like hair? Are there people that really like...
Yeah, there's obviously...
Oh, definitely, man.
I was not aware of this.
Some, like, you know...
I've never heard too many women say that they're big fans of it. I don't know.
No, yeah, and like I'm not like a polar bear.
Take a sweater off and no one can tell.
Yeah. No, I got really solid chest there, I'm not gonna lie, like Hugh Jackman caliber.
Damn. Meanwhile,
I am bear, but not, it's like B-A-R-E, not the good kind.
I think Curtis
Damn,
and
I'm a bear.
We are the same body type.
Yeah.
Like,
hang on, but time out. We got sidetracked. What are other animals?
See, I've never heard the otter. I've heard bear cub. I've heard those.
Oh man, one was a silverback.
What, the gorilla? Silverback.
Yeah, it's like old guy.
Yeah. That makes sense, but that's kind of graphic.
Old guy.
Hulking, grappling.
Yeah. Nick, I'm really curious. What are other best physical attributes that you've picked out?
I always comically say I have really great legs.
Are you being facetious, or are they really, really good?
Legs. My knees are ridiculous.
Your knees?
Oh, they're so like centered.
There are no scars on those knees?
Just an appropriate amount.
Enough, for my age.
Enough to be rugged.
Just my ankles, they look in proportion well.
Ankles made the list.
Ankles?
Wow, I think you're reaching if you go to ankles.
It's a really hard list to populate.
Oh my god, that's awesome. I'll have you both know that I think the area between the knee and the waist on a man,
the thigh
is the ugly. No, it's not just the thigh, it's everything that's included in that area.
the penis is, also the, yeah, like the, everything.
Yep, it's the straight up nastiest part of a human body. So something I think it should not be seen. It's just I don't want anyone to ever have to see that on me. It's just,
it should not be seen.
Does yours like gross you out to the point that you're just like, no, like, I don't get it.
Oh, that's... yeah, I if God forbid, if I ever see myself in a mirror naked from in that area, I'm traumatized for the day.
The day is ruined.
It's oh my gosh, it's the worst. And maybe it's because I have like Barbie legs, like they're really tiny and no muscle in there. It's just like a bone. But I think we're getting...
It's not like an Auschwitz photograph. Oh. That was, I'm sorry. Just janky knees and skeletal hips.
Thank you for listening to episode 20.
Yeah, that's how we're going out. Congratulations.
Sorry, internet.
Auschwitz photographs.
Oh.
Nick's lovable knees. Chest.
Hey.
It was a party.
Yep. That ended abruptly.
You can follow me at Luke A. Frazier. You can follow Nick at Old Leaf Nick. You can follow Curtis at ZABU_SAN. Someday I'll figure out what that means.
No, you won't.
But until then, I love you guys. I'll hopefully talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Bye.
Later.